Sunday Parashas Truma, Shir Nun Ches.
Rabbi Yisrael, we're on the top of Daf, Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara says, Boi Rava, Chetzeich Bechetzei Pruta, Vichetzeich Bechetzei Pruta, Mau. Chetzeich Bechetzei Pruta, Vichetzeich Bechetzei Pruta, Mau. Kivan Damala Chetzei Pruta, Pasca, Oidoma, Maina Vahaylechu. So the tzad of Moina V'Hoylech, it seems to me, is he's just speaking it out. Chetzich b'chetzi pruta, chetzich b'chetzi. It means to me Makadosha. But the tzad that he's saying, chetzich b'chetzi pruta, chetzich b'chetzi pruta, what is this guy's mission? What is his issue? What in the world is he doing? And the second, you have the same thing in the next case, in Tum Tzalemer, Moina V'Hoylechu, chetzich b'pruta, chetzich b'pruta mao. So what is he doing? What is he thinking? What's his issue? He's just not a Jakava guy. He wants to, like, you know, show off that he knows halacha or something like that. What's he doing? Huh? So I have two pshatim. One pshat, which it seems from the Achroinim, is that maybe the Gemara's tzad is that he changed his mind. He said chetzich bechetzi pruta, and then he said, "You know what? Chetzich bechetzi pruta." Maybe he found another chetzi pruta in his pocket, or maybe he decided chetzi isha is not enough. He wants the other chetzi. He changed his mind. Pashit was chetzich bechetzi pruta, and then after paska, and then chetzich bechetzi pruta. He took a change. How would it work? According to that tzad, it won't work. According to the tzad, mind of ha'olech, he wouldn't change his mind. He didn't change his mind. That's good for the.
So why is he saying in mind of ha'olech? Why is he saying that? However you go.
No, mind of ha'olech. He's in a chanam. He's just saying here's half for half isha, here's half for the other half isha, and then the whole thing is no. Because then he's just talking it out. But he doesn't mean to mekadesh half in isha.
He means to the question was, why is he doing half?
Again, according to the first tzad, He's planned to Mekadosh half an Isha with half a Pruta and half an Isha with half a Pruta. Will that work? No. According to the second side, he's planned to Mekadosh the whole Isha with an entire Pruta. So why did he say it this way? That's the way he said it. He's just mind of a Ha'ilach. He's just counting. He's just reading it ois. But in Achanam, his intention is to Mekadosh the whole Isha with the whole Pruta. Doesn't bother me as much. You're right, he's still a little weird. Yoni, you're right, he's still a little weird. But he's not as weird as the first tzad. The first tzad is he's Mekadosh half an Isha with half a Pruta, and half an Isha with half a Pruta. What is your issue?
Rashi says that he made a mistake, and he made a tallis, and he thought that he was
Mekadosh. But why is he Mekadosh half an Isha for? No, a person whose his intention is to Mekadosh half an Isha only wants half. This guy wants both halves. So why is he saying half? Again, was he planning on being Mekadosh? Was he planning to be Mekadosh the other half also?
I don't know.
Okay, so if you say he wasn't, he changed his mind, then good. That was the first side. He was planning to be Mekadosh half an Isha. He made a mistake. He thought he'd be Mekadosh half an Isha, and then he decided to be Mekadosh the other half, and he changed his mind in the middle.
He's explaining where he's putting his Pruta.
So then he's really being Mekadosh. That's Moina V'Hoylech. That's the side of Moina V'Hoylech. But the other side of the Gemara, the Gemara says that he's taka paska. So then what's his issue? One pshat is he only wanted Mekadosh half. I didn't change his mind. At another pshat, perhaps, as follows. A chiddush. But maybe, based on what we said from the Ragachover, on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, he said, if a man says that his kachi li lechetzi, so he's only being meshavin himself for half of the shibudim to the isha. If he says chetzich mekudeshesli v'chetzich mekudeshesli, maybe what he's trying to do is he's trying to make the isha be machshabed double shibudim to him. Those the shibudim to the ish to the isha, the shibudim of the isha to the ish. Maybe he's saying chetzich mekudeshesli. Let's say you can be mekadosh an ish lechetzi, and let's say chetzi is mekadosh to one man, chetzi mekadosh to the other man. Lechayra shall have shibudim to both of them.
Yeah, but you can't be mekadosh half.
But I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to do. What's he thinking? What type of moron is he? Why is he being Mekadosh half and then another half? It doesn't make any sense. What in the world are you doing? No, again, hold on.
Who was double shibudim to him?
Listen. Let's say you could be Mekadosh chetzi isha. Okay, I'm Mekadosh Chetzi, and then someone else, Reuben is Mekadosh Chetzi, and Shimon is Mekadosh Chetzi. So, the half of the woman is Mekudosh to the entire man. She's going to be Mechubid, Mechuyiv, the entire Shibudim to him, and the entire Shibudim to Shimon. She's going to Mechayiv double Shibudim, Lech Oira. Lech Oira. Double Shibudim. So now that I'm saying half to me and half to me, so you mechayev double shibudim to me. I'm Reuven and Shimon.
And he needs only half for her?
What?
His onus is only half?
Maybe he'll only mechayev to pay, well, he'll have to pay the whole thing.
Why wouldn't he just do a full kutin?
What?
Why wouldn't he just use a full kutin for each half?
And it could be he would use a whole kutin. He decides to use half a kutin. Maybe he doesn't. Don't know. I mean, it's Tamakash over here. And according to the Tzad of Pascha, why is he using half a kutin? Al-Kopanim, the Gemara is a shayla over here. Either he's saying chetzich b'chetzi pruta v'chetzich b'chetzi pruta, mao. Kivan damla chetzi pruta pasko dil mamayna v'haylechu. Im tim tzalay mamayna v'haylechu chetzich b'pruta v'chetzich b'pruta, mao. Kivan damla b'pruta v'pruta pasko l'mil. So dil makal b'yoy mamayna v'haylechu. It's clear that the second shayla is more kilo is more than the first shayla. Even if you say mayna v'haylechu on the first shayla, and the second shayla is like a reason why not to say. What's the difference between the first shayla and the second shayla? The first shayla, there's a problem. Well, actually, in the first shayla, there's two problems. What are the two problems in the first shayla? Chetzi isha and chetzi pruta. And the second problem, what's the problem? Chetzi isha. But there's a problem in the second kedushin also. So if you're going to say mayna v'haylech in the first, why would you not say mayna v'haylech in the second? What?
If the problem was more, in the first case was chetzi pruta, so that
problem falls away. But there's also a problem with chetzi isha in the first.
But obviously, according to mayna v'haylech, it wasn't the chetzi isha would be a problem.
Why not? Why would there be a difference?
The second side is that there's something that's telling us that he means pasta.
There's an indication that he means Pascha.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? It doesn't make sense because it's a Chetzi Isha. Okay, but in the first place, what's the difference between the first one and the second one? Both of them, he's making a mistake. So some people say everyone knows Chetzi Pruta, everyone knows you can't do Chetzi Pruta. Right? So therefore, if he's saying chetzi pruta, what's the likelihood? Mistama, he means mayna v'haylech. But in the second one, it's not as likely. He doesn't necessarily know you can't do chetzi isha. He knows you can't do chetzi pruta. That's obvious. He doesn't know you can't do chetzi isha. So therefore, maybe, I would think, that's the reason why I would think, in the second one, it's less likely that he means mayna v'haylech. I was thinking also something similar, but maybe a little bit different. Yanki. Take a cup. In the as follows. In the second case, it says chetziach bepruta vechetziach bepruta. Over there, at Kama, as he's saying, each one is a pruta, it's a simon that he doesn't mean mayna v'haylech. What's the classic way you're mekadesh an isha? With a pruta. The classic mekudeshes is with a pruta. When a man is mekadesh an isha under the chuppah, he gives her a ring. The Messiah Kedushin says it's worth a pruta, right? In other words, the sheer Kedushin is a pruta. Ad kama, as he's saying, chetzich bepruta, v'chetzich bepruta, it sounds like he's trying to do two separate things. This is one pruta, the other one's the other pruta. Right? Why does he want to marry with two prutas? Two prutas? Why not three? Why not five? Why not eight? Why two prutas? Probably because this one is, it's very similar, but Toivi was saying, everyone knows you can't be Mekadosh with Pachos Mishar Pruta, therefore there's more of a reason to say Moyen V'Haylech in the first case. I'm saying, in the second case, from the fact that he says pruta is a reason to think that he doesn't mean to be mayna v'haylech. It's a little bit mashmin lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imtim talayim a mayna v'haylechu, Chetzich bepruto, chetzich bepruto. Mal kiman do amar lo bepruto, pruto paskal amilsa. He said pruto. He's stopping. Pruto, pruto, pruto is clearly stopping. What? Why is he giving two prutas?
Why Pascha wasn't a problem in the first place. The reason it wasn't a problem
because
he used Chetzi Pruta.
Right.
Now that he used the Pruta.
And Tovi is saying, Tovi is also saying that the difference is Chetzi Pruta and Pruta. But Tovi is saying in the first case we have reason to say Ma'ana because everybody knows that Chetzi Pruta doesn't work. So probably it means to be Ma'ana Bahailach. But in the second case where we don't know that, not everyone knows Chetzi Isha. I'm saying from a different reason. From the fact that now I want to use Pruta and Pruta is a simon that I'm trying to divide the first one and the second one. Okay, says Rashi. Pasuka, v'havu leki makadish lechatzoin. Rashi says the problem is it's makadish lechatzoin. Rashi is going in the case of chetziach bepruta, chetziach bechetzi pruta, chetziach bechetzi pruta. Why is it no good? V'havu leki makadish lechatzoin. The Tosis Riazokin. The Tosis Riazokin says that a different problem. Says Tosis Riazokin. Pascha lemilsa, v'hoyel v'omer chetzi pruta loy klumu. Now lemaisa a man says chetziach bechetzi pruta v'chetziach bechetzi pruta. If we're assuming that it does not mean moina v'hoylech, so the be'etzem there's both problems. Two problems exist. One problem is it's chetzi isha. The other problem is that it's chetzi pruta. They're both true. But why is it that Rashi chooses to say the problem is Kimekadish lechatzoyin is a problem of chetzi isha, and the Tosfos Riazongen says the problem is Hovar mechetzi pruta loy klumu. This the Achroinim are busy with, and whenever you have this type of machlokes, you always have to try to figure out like which one is the problem. Who's the one who's got to like explain, right? They're both reasons are true. So we have to figure out which one is more obvious. We'll see, hold on.
Why don't you say the case is that he's Mekadosh or normal with the Chatzi Pruta?
What does it mean normal with the Chatzi Pruta?
It's not normal.
Why is he saying Chatzi, Mekadosh, Chatzi Pruta, and Chatzi Pruta?
Huh?
But Tosfos Riazokin, if it's the problem is Chatzi Pruta.
No, because the other side is Moina V'Hoylach. No, the Gemara is a tzad of Moina V'Hoylech, and therefore it's not a problem. Because if it's Moina V'Hoylech, you don't have either problem. But if it's not Moina V'Hoylech, you have both problems. Rabbi say, if you were writing a Pirish, which one would you say first? Let's say they both were true. Lamer Zogin, they both were true. Which one would you say first? Chetzi Pruta? Chetzi Pruta. Why?
What do you mean, Mekadosh? You don't have the half of Chetzi Isha.
You say the Gemara before that was handling Chetzi Isha. What's handling Chetzi Pruta? Well, the Gemara from Zion is out.
What's the matter? Chetzi Isha. Let's say I say I'm going to be Mekadosh with nothing. Are we going to say it's a problem with Chetzi Isha?
What are you giving
them to? All right, what are you giving them?
Okay, so Rabbi said it's not clear to me which one is going to be the pashtus. We'll see. Maybe we'll. That'll depend on the different things. The Achroinim say the following Bir HaMachloikas, Rashi and Tosfos Riazokin. B'nei Chayil, and also the Shari Chaim Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. They say the following thing. What's the problem with Chatzi Pruta? What's the problem with Chatzi Pruta? Machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says what's the problem with Chatzi Pruta? Ganai. Tosfos says, what's the problem with Chetzi Pruta? Not Kesef. Say like this. If you say Chetziach v'Chetzi Pruta v'Chetziach v'Chetzi Pruta, in the end of the day, the Isha knows how much money is she getting? Pruta. Ein Achanami. half of the kinyan, this kinyan is going to be done with chetzi, this kinyan is going to be done with chetzi, and maybe you're splitting her up into two kinyanim. But we're not dealing with the kinyanim now, we're just dealing with, in the end of the day, how much is she walking home with? A pruta. Maybe that's not called a ganai hula. And therefore, Rashi doesn't say that there's a problem of chetzi pruta. Why? Because in the end of the day, the isha is getting a pruta. However, if you learn the problem is... if you learn the problem of chetzi pruta is what? Like Tosfos that holds... It's not kesef.
Yeah, it will become kesef.
If you're doing two different kinyanim, so each kinyan is not kesef. In other words, I'm saying chetzi but chetzi pruta.
End of the day?
No, because this one is all in her mind. It's about her mind. How does she feel about it? So in her mind, so if she's... What? Oh, so that I'm not sure about. That I was thinking that also. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. I'll be saying another svara, which maybe that might be better in a certain way. I'll be saying the gnai is only if you want to mekadesh the whole isha, mekadesh the chetzi isha. You can use the chetzi pruta. Maybe then he's saying a little bit of a different svara.
Yeah, it's not how much.
I'm only mekadesh chetzi
and
isha.
Obviously not shabbat b'shabbat.
Right. What Toby is saying the following thing. The word of pruta is that it has a value. You can't, it's not that I think I'm worth a pruta, but give me something that has value. But even Mekadesh Chetzi Nisha without value, it's not value. Like, what are you giving me? Nothing.
That's what she's cutting herself in half.
In a chanami, but half of me has a value. You want half of me, it has to give me something.
We're not saying the isha is worth a pruta now.
Yeah, but what Toby is saying is the gnai is not because we think our pruta is equal to a woman. A pruta means the idea of pruta is it has value. So if you're giving me something that doesn't have value, you're saying I don't have value. Even if you're mekadesh half of me, you're saying I don't have value. Even if you're mekadesh a third of me, you have to give me something of value. It's not that pruta.
She doesn't value herself. She's accepting this.
That's what it would mean. That's what it would mean. Chetzi pruta means it doesn't have value. That's what Toivi is saying. Okay, I can hear both ways. We're going to get into a problem, which is why Avi might be helpful over here. Okay, Rabbi Sai. This is what the Achronim say. Machlokes, and it's very geshmak, Rashi l'shitasan. I just have a little bit of a problem. The next Rashi. Rashi says, Moina v'hoilechu. Now we're going to the other tzad. The tzad that it's, we're going to say Moina v'hoilech. Says Rashi, V'resha demilso, amaskona namikoi. When I said chetzich b'chetzi pruta, I was intending on what I was saying afterwards. Velav lechatzoyin hu, and it's not going to be lechatzoyin. Do chetzi pruta lav bar tvisa hu, because chetzi pruta is lav bar tvisa. Now, time out. I thought you said chetzi pruta wasn't a problem here. I thought you said chetzi pruta is not a problem. Yeah, but he's saying chetzi pruta. He doesn't say chetzi isha. He says v'chetzi pruta lav bar tvisa, saying that. But it's not a problem because I'm doing the other chetzi. So chetzi and chetzi is not going to be a problem of chetzi. The fact that it's chetzi what? Chetzi what? Chetzi isha or chetzi pruta?
Oh.
No, we said it's not a problem chetzi pruta, because if I do chetzi pruta, the only problem is it's chetzi isha, not because of chetzi pruta, because sacha kol she's getting a pruta. So if we're using this psychological vart, so what does it mean chetzi pruta is lav bar tvisahi? What's pshat in Rashi? So I thought pshat in Rashi, and I saw others bring this also, is that Rashi learns on the tzad that it's chetzich b'chetzi pruta. Chetzich b'chetzi pruta, the pshat was, he really and originally only wanted chetzich b'chetzi pruta. He's saying, lady, I'm marrying half of you for half a pruta. And that's all. I'm only wanting to marry half of you.
And a
chanami, it's not going to be chal. But that was the most habamina. Chetzich b'chetzi pruta will not be chal. And there is a gnai. Why? Because I only want to do chetzi pruta. The lady only, that's all she hears. She says, no way. And then he changes his mind and says, I want to make the other chetzi b'chetzi pruta. So, but the first half didn't work and the second half won't work. If it's moina v'hoilech, he wants to do it all together, so then he's really just being mekadesh the whole isha with the whole pruta. He's just speaking it out. Whole isha, whole pruta, half of you, but I really, it's all one kedushin. But on the tzad of chetzich, b'chetzi pruta, that's paska. Paska means I wanted it in kaddish. Listen, lady, this is it. Chetzich b'chetzi pruta. So then, is chetzi pruta going to be a problem? Yeah. Then chetzi pruta is going to be a problem because he's not putting it all together. He's separating it. Chetzich b'chetzi pruta. That's it. What I'm doing about the other chetzi, we'll deal with that later. She says, no deal. Why not? Chetzi pruta and chetzi isha. So now we go back to our question. So why did Rashi say before? Only chetzi isha. Why didn't he say chetzi pruta?
So Rashi says that bar tpisa and bar v'olai. Meaning we're answering why bar tpisa would be such a
thing. What?
Rabbi's saying that bar tpisa would be applicable in pasuk. But Rashi says that in mani v'olai, he says that it's bar tpisa. Meaning we're saying in mani v'olai, it's not bar tpisa, because there he was doing one and then the other. But in pasuk that you only wanted to do half, therefore you run into a problem with chetzi pruta. That's not where Rashi brings it. Rashi brings it in one of the
others. And a chanami, that's my question. Why didn't Rashi bring it before? No, I'm saying now it's shver. Why didn't Rashi bring it before? Now I'm took shver, so Rashi should have brought before the chetzi pruta.
The last case that they bring one pruta for two halves. Doesn't that case cover all these?
We're gonna try to get to that. Okay, it doesn't cover them, but we'll try to get to that. We'll try. Hopefully, I don't know if we're going to have time today, but we'll do our best. Rabbi Yisai, I'm asking a kasha. Bnei Chayil asked this kasha, and he blabs Sarachian. I don't get it. Rashi later on says there's a problem that is given the chetzi b'la bar tvisahu. So Rashi says himself that chetzi pruta is not going to work over here. Why doesn't it work? I thought you're doing two halves. He says because I'm splitting it up. If I'm splitting it up, so Rashi should have said before there's a problem chetzi pruta. So I want to make another diak in Rashi. What does that mean? Saying chetzich.
At the end, but we get to the end of the Gemara, right? It says the problem is chetzich. Well, the Gemara is stupid. And then the whole problem is that the fact that it's Hatanisha.
Okay, the end of the Gemara is a whole different sugya over there. We'll take the sugya right here. It says chetzich v'chetzi isha, chetzich v'chetzi isha. There seems to be two problems. Why does Rashi only...
So at the end of the day, you're getting a full isha with half a pruta.
No, you're getting a full isha with a full pruta.
Yeah, but it was...
But no, if it grabs on to the first one, then...
What?
Well, if the first half grabs on, so right. It's working, so at the end of the day, it's only two halves, but it's a full isha.
It's a full pruta and a full isha. Moin v'haylech on both of them. Your moin v'haylech on the isha and your moin v'haylech on the pruta. Your moin v'haylech both.
Tfis, it's not a problem. For tfis, it's a problem because he's stopping in the middle of the nights. She still gets a whole pruta man of the day.
What does that mean for tfis it's a problem?
Because he's stopping.
So can an isha be mekadeshes on parchos mishal pruta?
For the problem from gnai.
What's there's another problem? Okay, so. Daniel wasn't with us when we were back on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, but we had said in Gimel Amid Aleph, Rashi learns the only problem is Ginai. There's no other problem. Rashi says there's no problem of Daniel's asking the classic question, why isn't there a problem of Isha, of being Kohen with Pachas Mishav Pruta? He said, because Kasef Kedushin is not a Kenyan. There's no problem aside from the fact that of Ginai. Okoponim, Rabbi said, I'd like to say a whole different Mahalach. Very different mahalach, not a whole different mahalach. I want to start with the diak over here. Rashi says, Paska havalei kimakadish lechatzoin. Then Rashi says, Moina vahoylechu, we saw that Rashi. Reish the milsa maskona namikoi, lav chatzoin hu doha chetzifud lav tushin. Now the Gemara says another shayla. Im tim tzulam kema moina vahoylechu, chetzich bepruta vachetzich bepruta lemachar. Sorry. Im tim tzulam moina vahoylechu, chetzich bepruta vachetzich bepruta mao. Kiven damala bepruta pruta paska lemil. So dima kobi yom emanech vahoylechu. Says Rashi. Kiven damar pruta paska. Kol havet chiles diburoi ela lechetziv. Vita aloi mer shemekadish lechetzoin. So, in both cases, chetzich vechetziv pruta, vechetzich bepruta, vechetzich bepruta. What is Rashi saying the problem is going to be? In both cases, what does Rashi say? Because you're mekadesh lechatzoin. But in the first case, Rashi says, have a lekim mekadesh lechatzoin. In the second case, Rashi says, to loimer shemekadesh lechatzoin. Why is Rashi changing his language? I didn't see anyone make this diuk. But it's interesting. The first one, Rashi says, "Have a kimekadesh lechatzoyin." How are they mekadesh lechatzoyin? He's mekadesh lechatzoyin. Have a kimekadesh lechatzoyin. Second one, Rashi says, "Ton loymish mekadeshin lechatzoyin." This is mekadeshin lechatzoyin. Why does Rashi say only kimekad? Why is it chetzich? Chetzich b'chetzi pruta b'chetzich b'chetzi pruta on the tzad of Pascha, isn't it mekadesh lechatzoyin? Isn't he mekadesh lechatzoyin?
Well, he really
wants holding. What? You have that same havamina by chetzich b'pruta, or there you don't have that havamina. No, Rashi somehow changed the lashon from chetzich b'chetzi pruta to chetzich b'pruta. Doesn't say the same thing. Why is Rashi doing that? So it could be that Rashi is saying that in the first case, there's a problem of chetzi pruta. There's not a problem of chetzi pruta. So what Rashi is saying is, really, they both exist. Chetzich b'chetzi pruta has a problem of chetzi isha, and it has a problem of chetzi pruta. But which one would Rashi rather focus on? He'd rather focus on the problem of chetzi isha. And the Rabbeinu and the Tosfos Yeruah Zakon would rather focus on the problem of chetzi pruta. Which one is more basic? Which one is more fundamental? So Yoni was saying, which one's more fundamental? Chetzi isha. And maybe that's what Rashi is saying. It's not a machlok, because Rashi says there is no problem of chetzi pruta. His maskim is a problem of chetzi pruta. But he doesn't want to focus on that. He says you got a lot of problems here.
That's just like a technical issue? Chetzi pruta is like a technical issue?
Because chetzi pruta is a technical issue. Rashi l'shitosai holds, what's the problem of chetzi pruta? Do you really need to give a pruta in order to be mekadesh? What's the lashon of the Rambam? Yidin davar b'yada isha. What's the problem with chetzi pruta? What does Gnai mean? The woman's not going to want. She won't want. So he's even asked a question. What happens if Pashta Yada V'Kibla? What does that mean? Let's say she says she does want. So we saw Rabbeinu Chanan Rishmon said, Teres Yada Sovdaita, that she's not going to want. Even if she says she wants, she doesn't want. She doesn't mean it. But this is, it's just a technical problem if she doesn't have Das. What's the problem of Chetzi Isha? There's a problem in the Kinyan. So Rashi says, over here, there's a problem in the Kinyan. The problem with Kenyan is Kichatzi Isha. Okay, Rashi agrees there's other problems. Don't get me wrong, there's going to be a problem with Chetzi Pruta also, but that's more of a technical problem. Mashenkin, if you hold, the problem is of Chetzi Pruta, is because it's not Kesef. I didn't even start a Kiddushin here. Why not? Because I have to give her money. I didn't give her money. According to Rashi, do I have to give her money?
Yeah.
No. What do I have to give her? According to Rashi, Davar. Narvas. The Torah tells us she won't be maskim unless that dover is a shava pruta. Oh, but did I do a ma'isa kedushin according to Rashi and pachas m'shava pruta? Yes, according to Rashi, I did. So you have a, if there's a technical problem that she's not makadish, but chatzi isha is more profound of a problem. Masha'en ken, if you hold that chatzi pruta is not a ma'isa kedushin b'chlal, because kedushin means kesef. I didn't give you anything. I gave you nothing. So therefore, the ikar is, it doesn't get started off the ground. What's more profound? Chetzi pruta. Genza. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Chetzich bepruta v'chetzich bepruta mau. Kiven damer la bepruta pruta paskal emil. So dilma kol b'yoyim amayin v'haylecho. Yeah. Says Rashi. Says Tosfos. So we saw the Rashi. Ready? So Rashi says kol b'yoyim ahoyel v'daite l'goyim rahayoyim. Says Tosis, Chetzich Bepruta, Chetzich Bepruta, Vim Toimar. Amai lo yoyel, Valo yomar le'el, Dola Pashat Kedushin Bekula, Ela Mishum Di'ika Das Acheres, Ve'en Nisratza, Ela Masha Shoymas. Aval im hayinu yoidim shemisratze bekula, pashtigush mekula, vachi goli daitin shratze bekula. This Isha, do we know that she wants to be Mekudeshes Bekula? Yes, we do. Why? Because he said, Chetzich Bepruta, Chetzich Bepruta. So we spoke about the whole Isha. So why don't you say, Enachanami? Maybe it's going to be Pascha, but over here you should use the Ispashtos. So he says a question. It should be Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Correct, Reb Zalman, not the Libutz. He's an enakel from Reb Baruch Ber Libutz. Why doesn't Tosis ask a question on Chetziach bechetzi pruta vechetziach bechetzi pruta? Over there also. Why don't you say Pashta Kedushin Bekula? Say Pashta Kedushin. Let the Kedushin only work on half. And then let it be Pashta Bekula.
The first half to have a good Kedushin.
Why doesn't the first half have a good Kedushin? If the problem on chetzich bechetzi pruta, chetzich bechetzi pruta. Also, they say ispashtos. If the problem in the first case is only as chetzi isha, then lechayra, you should have his question over there also, right? Some people want to suggest so the shari chaim and the bnei chav. The Rashi says there is no problem of chetzi pruta. It's only a problem of chetzi isha. If that would be the case, then you should have ispashtos over there also. But if the problem is mitzvah chetzi pruta, so Tosfos l'shitasa obviously holds the problem chetzi pruta, right? So Tosfos says, listen, I can't do ispashtos in the first case because I didn't give her anything. I was makadosh in the chetzi pruta. If it's paska, then there's no kedushin here. There's nothing to start. You can't do ispashtos. So first of all, we were learning in Rashi that there is a problem over there also. But even without that, we ask a different question. Let's see the Tosfos teretz. We'll get there. So, but in the second case, where he did a good maisa on, he gave a prut on chetzi. The only problem is chetzi isha. Why don't you say spashtos? Answer is Tosfos Yesh Laimer Di Have a Mayri De Amar La Belashin Kedushin Ein Hachanami Davi Pashto Kedushin Bekula Avloch Ayri De Amar La Ayret Muhuresis Li Ochad Mehani Lishni De La El. Says Tosfos Pilei Ploim. This Argamara is only talking about where he didn't use the Lashon of Kedushin. When did we say Espashtus on Amar Aleph? Only we said Lashon Kedushin. We didn't use the Lashon Kedushin. Come out Lefi. Hold on. Come out Lefi, Tosfos. That if he would say, Iskachili v'chetzi, or Chetziach Mekudeshli v'chetzi pruta, v'chetziach Mekudeshli v'chetzi pruta, Chetziach Mekudeshli v'pruta, v'chetziach Mekudeshli v'pruta, what would be the din? It would work. In the Rambam, Shtei Mishta Zeh. Comes the Acharonim, it's the Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, Chetziach Mekudeshes Li Bepruta, Chetziach Mekudesh Li Bepruta, is part of the Shiloh of our Gemara. So according to Tosfos, you should say Espashtus.
His Das is King.
What?
Both of Das.
Yeah, even Lashon and Mekudeshes. What were you saying, Maish? Different Gersa?
Can we say that maybe according to Rashi, he held any Lashon of
Kedushin? In your Gersa.
Yeah, when we were talking with Gersa.
Yeah, okay, but that's all for now.
In Achanami.
Then we run
into a problem.
We have to say another text, which we're going to say now anyway. Okay? So, comes the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, according to my pshat and ispashtos, it's not shver. I like to say it in my language, but it's saying the same type of thing. He says, what was the sfor of ispashtos according to the Tosfos Ri HaZaken? And according to what we saw from, what? We said Tosfos Ri HaZaken and also the Ritva, right? What was it? It's a svara. What's the svara?
That he wanted it.
The svara is that he wanted it. He says, when is there a svara that he wanted it? He says, that's only when we're dealing with like a behema. Where my person's being makdashit. Ba'ayin yofeh. No, it's okay. If I want half, I probably want the whole thing. When it comes to an isha, we don't necessarily have the svara that he wanted it. Who said he wanted it? What's the svara? I said half. I meant half. We could say even more. This person said chetziach bepruta. V'chetziach bepruta. Do we have a way of saying that when he said chetziach bepruta, he really meant to be mekadesh the whole isha with that chetziach bepruta? Why not? He said other chetziach bepruta. So what is he saying? I don't want his pashtus, ki'ilu. He's saying I want to be mekadesh half of you with a pruta, and I want to be mekadesh the other half of you with a pruta. Now if his pashtus happens on its own, So then we don't care necessarily what he wants, necessarily. This pashtus happens. But if it's a svara, the svara is that's what he wants. But if he's megalos that he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it. That's if it's not a svara. Right? That's what the Cheshek Shlomo said, it works even Baal Korcha. That's it's going to be then in the Chalais.
You can't say Baal Korcha in a case where he's Magaria.
No, why not? We don't care. Okay. We don't care what he does. Chetzich Bepruta will work, boom, the whole thing's going
to
work.
Why do you look at it like that? Why do you look at it like he wants to be Mekadosh on a woman? I mean, if Chetzich Bepruta, the Chetzich Bepruta doesn't work because it's a Pascha, then say it's a Pashta.
The svara of pashta is that, that probably he want. That's what he wants. When he says chetzi puta, that would work the other way. But if I'm saying, we're assuming he's want the pashta also. What you're saying is a. I hear you're saying is a Tosefes Chiddush, which I'm not sure is muchach. Could be.
Says it again, it shows that he does want.
He wants to be married to her, but he doesn't want to be married to her through the Chetzich Bepruta. He wants to be married to her through a different vehicle. That's not clear. That's what Moshe says. No, he can control. He's 100% in control. It's a svara. According to what we're saying from the Ritz and Tozer Zokin, Spashtus is a svara. The svara means that this I'm doing the whole thing. It doesn't happen. There's no magic, no spread. Elamai, the svara is, when I said this, that's probably what I meant. But if I say clearly I didn't mean that, so then, the chayra doesn't work, right? Now, so the shayla is, over here, I wanted to marry the whole woman, but I wanted to marry her through this vehicle. Can you say, okay, it'll work through a different vehicle? That might depend on, you know, if he wanted one way. What? What'd you say?
If you need the das for spashus, why would it work?
Why would it work? Because Moshe is saying you have das.
Das for what?
Das for kedushin. That's enough for a spashus. Okay, it's not good. I would say not like that also, but this. What?
He said, Tosfos Rizakin said it's a cooler ritz of the Kaddish, not that he wants his pashtas.
That's what it means, cooler ritz of the Kaddish. That's what he wants to do.
So here, cooler ritz of the Kaddish.
I hear, okay, it's not clear. It's not clear to me. It's not clear. Toivy's with me on this one.
Is there a difference?
What do you mean? If he's Mekadosh with this or with that, we're going to see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. The only difference I could think of, there's no otherwise, it's all Kedushin. Shiloh is his das. We're assuming his das was to do that. But he's telling us clearly, my das was not to do that. My das was Mekadosh half with a pruta and the other half with a different pruta.
So,
what do you mean?
You're
I'm telling you, my das is not that I should Mekadosh this Isha with this pruta.
Right.
I did. I said it outright. I said, if a person says, Chetzieich bepruta, we're saying probably means Mekadosh the whole Isha with a Pruta. Even though we said Chetzich, but it's Das Mekadosh the whole Isha. But over here I said Chetzich with Pruta and Chetzich with a different Pruta. He's clearly saying, I do not want to be Mekadosh the whole Isha with one Pruta. I'm cutting it out. So therefore, if he's saying that, then it's harder to say that his Das is to be Mekadosh the whole Isha. Because he said clearly he's doing the whole Isha something else. Let's say a man would say Chetzich with Pruta and Chetzich, I don't want to marry. Chetzich, I don't want to marry. Did you say a shvashtus?
No.
So he says chetzich bepruta and chetzich with a different pruta.
Neither one here is really explicit.
It's explicit.
Why would that be telling the same thing? Chetzich, I don't want to marry. He's also telling the same thing.
Okay, and the point is that any time a person is being megaladas, he doesn't want the shvashtus. It's not clear. Akoponim, this is what I was thinking. The Achorim say another terrors. According to the Rajba, if you remember what the Rajba said in his shvashtus, what did the Rajba say? That anytime it's totally in the das of the Isha, it's going to be a problem of her taking. So over here, it's not going to work. The Rajba says it wasn't the problem of das Shneim, the Rajba said, is because it's a problem of that she's taking. So over here also, you have a problem of her taking. It's not going to work. So we have three shitas over here, whether espashtus work. Tosfos seems to say espashtus would work. It would, if you would use a lashon of Kedushin. We said, according to the Ri Azokin, maybe it won't work because he's Megaladas, he doesn't want the Espashtus. Even though he wants the Kinyan, he doesn't want the Espashtus. And according to the Rajba, Palmkik, my Shaila is as follows. Nachmanim speak about this. According to Tosfos, let's say he said, Chetzich Mekudeshes Li Bepruta. What's going to be the din? And then he says, Chetzich Mekudeshes Li Bepruta. What's going to be the din?
According to
Tosfos, Mekudeshes. Does she get to keep the second pruta? Does she get to keep the second pruta? Because what was he mekadosh her with?
First
the first pruta and it's pashtus. It happened through the first pruta.
Well, depends if you're
what's the point of the second pruta?
What were they thinking? They were thinking they were going to do the Kedusha in this way. That's why I said, according to the Tazir Zakein, you can't do a spashtus. But according to the Cheshek Shlomo, you can do a spashtus against their will. So maybe over here also a spashtus. However, so some of the Achronim say, Viful, as much as he gets back the pruta, then the spashtus won't work. Why?
No, it's just
because
then
you're
it.
That she doesn't want it. No. She said, listen, I was maskim to chetzi bepruta, chetzi bepruta, then I walk on with two prutas.
I don't know, maybe I'm she's not maskim to the first, to the spashtus. She just doesn't want the second pruta.
But we don't know that. She's we don't know that now, but we don't know that now. We don't have any gila
das. We're obviously not caring about das because we're not working with what they said.
Why? If he says chetzich bepruta and they're maskim, so I was maskim to a pruta and then this spashtus works. But over here, at Kamas, I was only maskim because I heard chetzich bepruta, so I was maskim to two prutas. And I'm not getting two prutas, I'm only getting one pruta.
So if she keeps it, then you're being totally on the second chetzich. If she gives it back, means she wants this spashtus.
Oh, it's not a question of if she keeps it or doesn't keep it. We're going to take it away from her. Does she have to give it back? We're forcing her to give it back.
The second pruta is just to give Gilo Das in the first one. That she met, that she
so does she get to keep the pruta or not?
Why would she get to keep it?
You think not?
Yeah, okay. So
I think Moshech is Matana, though.
That is, I don't know.
Why shouldn't she keep it? What is he? He's doing nothing.
The second one is nothing. So I didn't see it inside Rabbi Yosef. So just tries to look. Rabbi Yosef says she gets to keep the second pruta. She does. She keeps the second pruta, which is a pella to me. What? No. I think he's. I'm not sure because it's gilui das. Something. I don't know exactly what the reason is. No, it's. I don't know. Is it part of the ma'isa? The second pruta is part of the ma'isa? I don't think so.
Because the whole thing is one ma'isa, whether it's being done through responses or not.
It's not true. Even when we say it works, we say it's
better. Yeah, but Lamaisa, the Kedushin happened with the first Pruta.
Does
so it's like a
Tanai.
So if I make the Kedushin, I'll give
her a Pruta. You have to give it to her, and she gets to keep it. I don't know.
So if he says a bad Lashon, the second Lashon, does it work?
What?
Yeah.
The first time it says,
I had the following Shaila. This is your Shaila. I had the following Shaila. Chetzeich bepruta. Bechetziach bechetzi pruta, mao. That was my shaila. Chetziach bepruta, bechetziach bechetzi pruta, mao.
According to this, maybe it should work.
Why?
Because
it's a little smashtus. She's megaladas. The shaila is, was she really ever megaladas? Because it was chetzi pruta, and if chetzi pruta is a ganai, so she's not. What? No, but the shaila is.
But since it's the second king,
Gilad Das
doesn't have an issue for that. It's not kesef.
So it's not kesef. Oh, so that's the shaila. Then maybe it's still. What?
It's not kesef, the second one. So
right. Because it can work inside the first one. Espashtus. Let it work espashtus. Let espashtus work. What?
The first one, chetzi pruta or full?
No. Pruta. Iskachili be pruta. Chetzech be pruta. Chetzech be chetzi pruta. Now.
Where's the Gilad Das you want to use for espashtus?
Because she took the chetzi pruta. Is that called gilu das or not? Is that called she has das? Like Rashi, with Gnai, we're saying she really doesn't have das. She really doesn't have das, and then maybe there wouldn't be a spashtus. But according to Tosis, maybe there'd be a spashtus. That could be. Zok, the Gemara Vayter. Im tim tzoloim akol biyoyim emoyne v'hoylechu. Chetzich v'pruta ayoyim v'chetzich v'pruta l'machar ma'un. Kivin damar l'machar pasko duma. In these cases, there seems to be a machloikas here in the Rishonim. What's the case talking about? Chetziach bepruta, chetziach bepruta mao. Chetziach bepruta ayoim, chetziach bepruta lamachar mao. The Ritva says, Chetzich bepruta v'chetzich bepruta is only if he says it bevasachas and he gives her the pruta bevasachas. If it's not bevasachas, then for sure it's not going to work. And the Meiri is medayik and the Rashi not like that. What does Rashi say? Kol biyoyma hoyol ubedaitoy ligoymra hayoyim. Hayoyim means any time during the course of this day. So chetech bepruta, the chetzich bepruta could be even an hour apart. Give me 2 hours apart. Chetzich bepruta. Chetzich bepruta. And the Mimi says no. And I'm sorry. The Ran and the Ritva, they say no. Chetzich bepruta means it has to be bevas achas. Your machlekes here is shaynim. I'm thinking perhaps the machlekes has to do with the following thing. He says chetzich bepruta, chetzich bepruta. Says the Ritva, he said them both in one dibor.
Not
in a hefsik
from a half hour.
Not in a hefsik of anything, right? One dibor, even maybe tochkadei dibor. The Ran says, but it said a bevas achas.
That's different than the last case.
Because last case was chetzich bechetzi pruta, chetzich bechetzi pruta, and then it's chetzich bepruta, chetzich bepruta. He's saying chetzich bepruta has to be in one dibor, and Rashi seems to say as long as it's in the same day. In the same day. That's what the Meiri is medayik in Rashi. And then the Gemara's next shaila is what happens in it's different days. But the Ritva says, what difference does it make? It's the same day. It doesn't make a difference. Rashi says, the Ritva seems to be saying, yeah?
Why would someone
be charged
half an hour later?
Why would he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Saying if he was because half an hour, half an hour later, obviously. Not obviously, but I'm saying there's a very good, very, very good chance he wanted to be the Kaddish the whole thing.
Right, okay. And Achrami, but the Ritva says even that's a problem. The Ritva says even that's a problem. I'm thinking that the Shaila is as follows. We're going to have to be Mamshech this at a different time. The problem of Chetzi Isha, Yesh Lachkor, is it a problem in the Maisa Kedushin or is it a problem in the Chalois Kedushin? Yesh Lachkor. Is the problem that a man cannot do a Maisa Kedushin on Chetzi Isha? Rabbi Baruch Ber, B'shem Rabbi Chaim, clears this Chakir. It's a very Tifa Chakir, my friends. Is a problem in the Maisa Kedushin? Is a problem in the Chalois Kedushin? Misvara, what would we say it's a problem in? Chalois. Can't be married to half a woman. However, where is the Torah say this problem? This, where do we learn it from? Kiyikach. What does it mean, Kiyikach? In the Maisa Kicho. Says Rabbi Chaim, maybe it's a problem. In the Maisa, can't do a Maisa Kicho Bechatzi. What would be if you have a case when you have a Maisa Kicho Bechatzi? But you have a chalois in the whole Isha. If it's a problem in the chalois, it's not going to be a problem. If it's a problem in the kicha, then it's going to be a problem. So maybe that's going to be the machlokes. The Rishonim, the Ritva says, if you do them at two different times, it's two different maises. Once you do two different times, I don't care how the chalois is going to be chal is irrelevant to me. It's two different maises. Chetziach bepruta, chetziach bepruta. You're out. You have to say that he did it together. Moin of a Hoylech is going to make it into one Maisa. Moin of a Hoylech is going to make it into one Maisa. Or, Moin of a Hoylech is not making it into one Maisa. It's just trying to make that it's going to be into one Chalois. We don't care about the Maisas being separate. That will continue with Bez Hashem, hopefully. Thank you, sir.
Stop it.